Born in North Carolina in 1926, John Coltrane spent over a decade in Philadelphia, then moved to New York. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis considers this groundbreaking saxophone player and composer who expanded the boundaries of jazz with a wide range of styles.
As a sideman for Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, and Miles Davis, John Coltrane could play lyrical ballads, but also astonishingly fast, cascading notes that became known as sheets of sound.
When people refer to sheets of sound, that is, I think, this notion of how fast he played and how much harmony he covered in a short amount of time.
Tom Moon co-directed the film Coltrane's Philadelphia with historian Rob Armstrong, who says after nearly 15 years in the jazz scene of Philadelphia, Coltrane's career as a leader took off.
From the time he's 30 until he passes away at the untimely age of 40 in 1967, he's recording all the time and touring a lot.
He was already composing, exploring different uses of harmony and rhythm. His 1960 album, Giant Steps, was made up of his own works.
The songs on that record, 26-2, Countdown, and Giant Steps, are all essentially harmonic minefields.
Coltrane delved into a variety of musical forms, including suites, freeform jazz, and songs. His take on My Favorite Things became a popular hit.
He explored where he felt he had something to say, and that covered a wide range of styles and ideas and types of playing.
Leaving a lasting legacy, among his posthumous awards, John Coltrane received a special Pulitzer Prize in 2007.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.